as I wait, heart of God.
Hello, New Life, and welcome to the Growth Group podcast, where we believe that spiritual growth happens better in circles than it does in rows. My name is David Haken, and I'm joined by Jonathan Markham, the pastor of New Life Christian Fellowship here in Pacifica, California, and we record these podcasts to help you get the most out of your small group discussion each week. Well, it is it's birthday Sunday, or I suppose it was birthday Sunday.
Yes, it was birthday Sunday.
This last Sunday, New Life's 12th birthday.
Yep.
That's a pretty significant day. Is that bar mitzvah year? Should we...
12 or 13?
I was going to say,
like, I don't know.
What's significant about the number 12?
Well,
there's
sure.
12 disciples, 12 tribes. Anyways, happy birthday, New Life. We're not going to sing happy birthday, but we can all celebrate together. So you decided to preach on the Romans Road. Was that at all related to the baptisms that we had? Did it kind of springboard out of that? Or
yes,
me understand
it did. I was thinking about the baptisms and thinking about that every time we have baptism, we explain that we as a church, one of the things that I like to do at the beginning of a baptism service is to explain to people who come to the church, particularly if visitors come, what do we at New Life mean by baptism? Because, you know, when you look at all of the different churches that are around, they handle baptism very differently. You know, some have infant baptism, some, you know, all sorts of different ways of approaching it. And I don't wish to imply any criticism to the things that other people do, but I want people to understand what we believe we're doing. And one of the phrases that we use habitually is, this is an outward sign of an inward reality. So I suddenly thought, well, okay, so what is that inward reality? And I thought to myself, well, the inward reality is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the fact that
what resulted from,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. It's the acceptance of that sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to forgive our sins and to invite us into eternity.
Right.
That's the inward reality that God...
And of course, there's so much that we could say. There's so much more that we could say. It is a ticket to heaven, which some people have criticized
right.
of late, but that's an absolute truth. But it's also a present change. I mean, as a result of the gospel, we are now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. There was a time in each of our lives when we were not indwelt by the Holy
right.
Spirit, and now we are. Change has occurred. It's
that
happened.
Change has occurred, yes.
And also, 2 Corinthians talks about us being new creations, right? Like, that coincides with the gift of the Spirit. We were old creations at one point, but now, at least in some way, we're a new creation. We have a new heart, Jeremiah.
There is no...
As far as ontological changes...
Right, we're going to look at what's called the Romans Road.
Beautiful, yeah.
Which is the Roman... through the epistle to the Romans, Paul explains in probably the clearest way in the whole of Scripture what the good news of Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
The reality that we are sinners.
Well, it's thorough, if not clear.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. But we can agree to differ on that if you like. But, you know, the reality of that we've fallen short of the glory of God. And the reality that he states that that the wages of sin, and that people don't like the word sin, but you know, sin is a reality, one of the things that I'm going to point out I will have pointed out by the time you hear this, is that it says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
It's universal.
It's universal.
That was Paul's intention in those first two chapters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he eliminates any necessity for the thing that we always seem to end up doing is, well, I'm not as bad as this,
right.
Or you know, this person's, you probably can't really call me a sinner because I'm really not that bad.
Right, like if you just do a little control find search in the first three chapters of Romans for the word excuse, it says, like, you are without excuse.
Right. And so, but that's step one. It's an unavoidable step one, because if you're going to take step two, you've got to have taken step one.
Yeah, I suppose perhaps at this point we should say that at least in the construction of the Romans road that we're following, there are four steps. The first step being that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, leading us on to the second step.
It's the realization that the wages of sin, the consequence of that is death.
Right.
But then you get...
It's not the end of the road.
It's really important to say, well, those are painful realizations, but...
I mean, look at the world today. Like, our flag is at half-mast for a reason, because the world has fallen short of the God's glory.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's an undeniable fact when we look outside of the world and inward at our own heart.
Yeah, I mean, however much we might... not like to admit it, we know inside that we've messed up one way or another. But then God says, look, there is a solution to this.
And he went to great lengths to provide that solution.
And he said, while, even when you didn't even perhaps realize you were doing anything wrong, even I died for you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right.
And so that's the glorious news. And then it goes on to say, when we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus died for us, we will be saved. Mm.
So just to kind of complete the circuit, Romans 3:23, all have sinned.
All have sinned. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin of death. That was the verse which actually brought me to Christ when I was aged 11.
Age 11.
Someone, a vicar in England preached on the wages of sin is death, and somehow I knew it was me.
Huh.
And he then
share that, or have you shared that?
I probably will have by the time you get
this. I know. It's complicated recording these podcasts in the past future.
If you stop there, that's where, you know, if you stop, then you just feel bad. But when you realize that because of that, Jesus died on the cross so that whatever consequences might have come our way, which he describes as death, we are forgiven and freed from that, and can live with the hope of eternity.
Right, the first 2.5 chapters of Romans are bad news, but the next, 13.5 are good news.
Yeah, and you know, and then you know, we actually go on with the fact that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Yeah.
And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Yeah. So we're going to, but we're actually going to take a little step further than that. This is not a magic formula that
it describes realities, but it's the first
few steps on a road, and that road can be described as discipleship, which involves us growing in our knowledge of Christ and our understanding of him and sharing that with other people.
Mm-hmm. Inviting others to come along this road as well.
To join the road. Not because we've arrived, not because we're better than anybody else, but we want company on the road.
Yeah, just one sinner telling another sinner, one beggar telling
another beggar where to find food.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was one of the vicars that my father worked for.
He loved that.
I was in the choir at the time, and we used to start, and we used to just go, Like, you can't see that. But we used together to mouth that thing to make sure we could and complete the statement that he was making.
Sure, probably it with the same expressions as well.
Yeah.
Emphasis.
But he has, I mean, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Right, yeah, it expresses deep humility.
And so Romans Road is really, is a really useful understand. I mean, I have it in
and
my
worth
Bible.
Worth memorizing, isn't it?
Yeah, I have it marked in my Bible so that I can take somebody through it. When they get to the point, no, let's not forget that, you know,
someone must be ready for a conversation.
Someone must be ready
like
for a conversation like this. If you've seen the movie The Overcomer, the teacher, the head teacher played by Priscilla Shira, she talks to the girl who she'd obviously come to a point where she's ready to have this conversation, and although she walks her through some scriptures.
Sure.
I think it's actually she walks her through some scriptures in Ephesians, but
yeah, especially in our culture, acknowledging, like you said, sin is a word we don't like to use, but acknowledging our brokenness, and also that we are illicit in that own brokenness. We participate in it. Is there anything else that we can say to kind of conclude this podcast talking about the Romans Road?
I don't think so.
All right, well, we're back in Deuteronomy next week. We will see you then.
As I wait.